That one there. Okay. Well.
So reading the scriptures is like associating with the person who has written it. So how exactly is it? Means how while reading the scripture, the association happens.
How, when I read the scripture, when I read Shastra, am I associating with that Shastra and the author of that Shastra? Well, it depends. I mean, just it's like a mirror has ability to reflect the image before it. But if the mirror is full of dust, you bring an object before it, you can't see the object in the mirror. Follow? So the impact of the, can move this? Yeah. This prasad. The impact or the effect of Shastra will depend on the receptacle. If you become taratmika, bhav taratmya, if you become one with the author of that Shastra and one with the teachings, then you get so much benefit. The benefit of, in other words, some people read the Shastra and they cry. It says when Gadadhar Pandit was reading the Bhagavatam, he's giving Bhagavatam class every day and told the Gopinath, he was crying. He would just pick up the Bhagavatam and he would touch it and he would think, oh, this is a sroop. This Bhagavat Prana is Sakshat Sroop of Radha Krishna Prem Yugal. And he started crying and washed all the ink off or the, you know, destroy the palm leaves or whatever from his tears. So the sadhu is in the Shastra. Shukadeva Goswami is in the Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva is there. And Radharani's there in the Bhagavatam. Krishna's in the Bhagavatam. So whatever Shastra you're reading, you get the association by how much you surrender. How much advanced your consciousness is how much benefit you get from the Shastra. It's always beneficial, but the degree is depends on the receptacle. If you're offensive, then the Shastra doesn't reciprocate. Because a Shastra is Krishna, so every Shastra, when you're talking about Gaudiya Shastras, they're all Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna, Bhagavatam is Krishna. These are our main Shastra. And Goswami books are all commentaries on the Bhagavatam and Gita. So all the Goswami books are also Krishna. So we're associating with Krishna. So Krishna, Krishna says, if you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. And then he says, someone says this is my devotee, he's not my devotee. But someone says he's a devotee of my devotee, I accept him as my devotee. Krishna tells Arjuna that. So if you're an offender of Vaishnava Rad, then you pick up Shastra, the Shastras will withhold their blessings from you. Because it's Krishna. Krishna knows what you've done. You've offended my devotees, then I'm not going to open myself up to you. So the most important, you can get full absolute benefit from Shastra. Gaura Kishore said you can get prema for 2 paisa. He said you get prema for 2 paisa. You take 2 paisa back in 1840 or 1860, whenever Gaura Kishore was around. 2 paisa, you could go down and buy a Bengali copy of Prem Bhakti Chandrika. I think it was Prem Bhakti Prarthana. Prarthana.
I had 2 books.
Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana?
And
okay. Okay. So 2 books. So how is that? You get Prem. He said, Gaura Kishore said, you get Prem just from 2 books by Narottam Das Thakur. Prarthana, which is bhajans, different types of bhajans, prayers, and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. So that means that someone is a receptacle, the devotee is a pure-hearted devotee, an offenseless devotee, he's a nirapradhi. He's nirupadik, nirupadik and nirapradhi. Nirupadi means he's free from designations. He's not living in a designated reality. He's living as a pure servant of Bhagavan. He's free. He's transcended dualities of distinction and designations. So he's Nirupadi. And he's Nirapradi. He's not an aparadi. He doesn't commit Namaparad, doesn't commit Vaishnavaparad, Sevaparad, Dhammaparad, Jivaparad. He's pure-hearted. So that person, when such a devotee reads Prem Bhakti Chandra Prajna, he'll get Prem. Or any book, you read Bhagavad Gita, you get Prem. You read Bhagavatam, you get Prem. So we have, the more we become pure-hearted and full of devotion, the more we get from Shastra. But we're told to recite this every day because Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavad Yutamashtake Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Our bhakti becomes steady by just hearing the Bhagavatam. So if we become Nishta, that means we're not Nishta. There's a verse in Bhagavatam that says Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. It says Nashta, was it? Nashta Preshu Abhadreshu. So Abhadra. Bhadra means anarthanivrti. You know, we have so much dosh, so many faults in Abhadra, inauspicious things, that's anarthanivrti. But the Bhavatam, just by reading the Bhavatam, its blessing is you get free from, you become auspiciousness will come inside you, and you leave that level of aparad and become nishta. Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Naishtaki means nishta and bhakti. So even if, you know, one is an aparadi, he reads the Bhagavatam, he's not getting prem. But he'll get free from, he'll get purified. Srinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtana vrityantastoya bhadrani virunati sritsatam. It's a verse from second canto of Bhagavatam. It says, you hear this Bhagavatam, Srinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtana. Punya shravana kirtana. This punya shravana, this hearing, it's punya shravan. Punya, the word punya means it makes you beautiful. The word punya means beautiful. It means pure, means beautiful in Sanskrit. So by hearing the Bhagavatam, Srimatam Swakata Krishna, you hear Krishna Kata, you become punya, become beautiful, which means you become nishta and bhakti, you get ruchi, deva bhav, and deva prem. And when you have prem, then you have everything. So read Shastra and you pray, Krishna, please bless me with the teachings of this Shastra. And you pray the author and the translator, whoever involved in the whole thing. You're indebted, grateful to everyone. The speakers are being, who's ever speaking, who's ever asking questions. Sutta Goswami is speaking, Shonakarishi is asking questions, so you pray to them. Pray to Vyasadeva, you pray to Shukadeva, you pray to Prabhupada if you're reading Prabhupada's books, or whoever the author is, translator, you pray to all those personalities. You pray to the Super Soul, and most importantly, you pray to Gurudev. Guru Mukha Padmavakya Chiti Te Kuri Aikya. Chaksudana Diliye Jami Jami Prabhupada. Gurudev is over my eyes because he gives me transcendental knowledge. So the ability to understand Shastra comes by the grace of Guru. He opens our eyes. Chaksu Dana Dilya. He gives the wealth of clear vision. So to understand Shastra, we have to get the mercy of Guru. Guru Kripa. And the best thing is if you study Shastra with the Guru, then you really get the mercy. But at least we pray to Guru. Because Guru Kripa is everything. The verse is there, 7th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 25, verse 15. Etat sarvam, Guru Bhakti Purusha Yanjasa. Yanjasa means very quickly, by Guru Bhakti Purusha Yanjasa. One has Guru Bhakti, a Purusha means a person, human being, he very quickly can get etat sarvam, all these things. And all those things are verse 21 through 24 of chapter 25 of 7th canto. Narada Muni says, freedom from the modes of nature, conquered lust, anger, greed, envy, all these things, a whole long list of things that just by Guru Bhakti. Guru Bhakti is so important. That's why without Guru, studying Shastra is slow. Because you don't have the Guru to explain it to you, and you don't have access to the mercy of a Guru to reveal the secrets of the Shastra. That verse is there. It's in the Mahabharata, Tarko Pratishtha. Tarko Pratishtha Shruti Bira Vibhina. Then the last line says, Dharmasya, Dharmasya, Dharmasya Tattvam, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihita Guhayam. Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. Says, Dharmasya Tattva Nihita Guhayam. Guha means cave. Gufa, Guha, Nihitam. The truth of Dharma, the truth of Dharma Shastras, the truth of spiritual books is hidden in the hearts of the Mahajans. That's the Mahabharata. Tarko Pratishtha Shruti Bir Vibhina. The Shruti Bir is so many branches of the Shrutis. And Tarko Pratishtha, you try to establish it by argument, try to establish the truth. You can find the truth at the feet of the Mahajans. Mahajana Yena Katasavanta. Because it's in their heart. So if you have Guru, the truth is in the Guru's heart. Dharmasya Tattvam. The Tattva, the truth of Dharma. So truth of Dharma means Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and their Nitya Seva. This is the highest truth and the highest Dharma. The Paro Dharma is Prem Dharma. And the highest form of Prem is to serve Mahabhavati Radha and Rasaraj Sri Krishna in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. This is the highest tattva. Dharmasya tattvam dhitam gayam. Prabhupada quote that verse all the time. It starts off Tarko Pratishtha. Huh? Let's see if it's in this book here. It has a lot of stories in it. Oh, there it is, 123. It's circled even, let you know. Once I forget it. Circle. This is from the Mahabharata, Vanaparva 3:13-1:17, and it's quoted in Madhya Lila twice. Actually, the verses, the important verses, I mean, we're not so much intelligent to remember many verses. The verses that are quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita from other Shastras are very important for the Tattva Siddhanta. Especially if the verse is quoted two or three times, or sometimes four times, the same verse is quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sunamabharata, Tarko Pratishtha Shrutiyo Vibhina Nasa Rishir Yasya Matam Nabinam Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajano Yena Katasapanta. Tarko Pratishtha Shruti Bir Vibhina. Tarka means argument. Argument are inconclusive, and the Vedas give varying, sometimes contradictory conclusions. One is not considered a rishi unless one's philosophical idea is different from others. Consequently, the confidential truth of Dharma, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam, cannot be gained from the Vedas or the rishis, but it lies hidden in the hearts of pure devotees. Therefore, one should accept only the pure path advocated by those pure devotees, the Mahajans. You must have heard this phrase, Mahajano Yena Kata Sapanta, very common. The whole verse is a beautiful verse. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, chapter 17, 186, and chapter 25, verse 57. Sarko Pratishta Shri Devi Vivena. Radhe, Radhe.